the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. A dangerous wildfire in Essex County, now 90% contained, though it may still burn for days. Crews from all 22 municipalities in Essex County joined in the fight. Near Route 10 and Eisenhower Parkway and Livingston, roads around the fire have been largely reopened. October is still likely to go down in history as the driest month ever in New Jersey, going back at least 130 years. It follows as September was the third driest. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero says he finally sees some rain in the forecast. Showers on Friday, but it won't be a drought buster, and fire danger remains extremely high. Jersey landlords and property managers are acting immorally and probably illegally, according to a bill moving through the legislature. It would ban the use of price-setting algorithms critics say are determining rents across multiple buildings, driving up prices, and reducing competition.
The measure says it's a violation of the New Jersey Antitrust Act for landlords to coordinate prices using rent-setting software. Pat Garofalo with the American Economic Liberties Project says New Jersey can become the first state to ban the practice.
To be clear, this doesn't prevent market research. What this prevents is someone synthesizing data to come up with a revenue-maximizing number that is then shared with multiple participants in the market.
A class action lawsuit and a suit by the Justice Department go after the property management software company RealPage and its rent-setting algorithm. The company tells Jersey lawmakers it's ready to get into court because it's not breaking the law. Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey continues to see a rise in homelessness. The point-in-time count this year found there was a 24% overall increase from a year ago.
And there was a 14% increase in households with children experiencing homelessness, says Casey Vinkowski at Monarch Housing Associates.
People are losing their housing either by hard evictions through the court process or soft evictions where they're being asked to leave.
Of the black people who represent 12% of the state population, 49% experienced homelessness in 2024. The data needs to be used
to advocate for more affordable housing development, looking at municipalities to ensure that they're meeting their COA requirements and they're meeting the requirements to build affordable housing in their community.
Jen Ursula, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
New Jersey, 101.5 News, time 7:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. Now, New Jersey, 101.5, instant weather.
It is a cold start to your Monday morning in the running for the coldest morning of the season so far. Temperatures 20s and 30s and some 40s along the coast. We'll reach about 60 for a high today. Not bad. It'll be mostly sunny. Winds will be calm. And, of course, our weather stays dry. We'll see a few clouds tonight. It'll be chilly, jacket weather, but not as cold and frosty as last night. Lows in the lower to mid-40s. Partly sunny and mid-60s tomorrow. There is a chance of a brief shower brushing past northern New Jersey only. New Jersey weather made possible by Guaranteed Service. Heating system not keeping you warm? Leaky faucet, backed up sewer line, or not enough hot water? Call Guaranteed Service today and get your complete heating system tune-up for only $77 and stay cozy all winter long. Visit GuaranteedService.com or call 1-800-GUARANTEED.
Clark 41, Middletown 38, Atlantic City is 38. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.